You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast.
Welcome, everybody, back to TV Tangents. I am here with Rebecca.
And I'm here with Natalie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We're so excited to be back and talking to you today about some fun stuff.
What show are we talking about this week?
Well, we have to talk about, somebody actually requested that we talk about this.
I think a couple people.
Quite a few people. And It's no surprise, and we had talked about it previously, but everyone loves this show, and it is The Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. Love The Golden Girls. Everybody does. So that's the best part, is that we're going to talk a little bit about The Golden Girls, and one of our listeners, or several probably, suggested it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Golden Girls was like a cult favorite.
Oh, for
sure. I
had
no idea. Because you think of it as an old lady show, like Murder, She Wrote or something. Yep. But you forget, and then you watch it, and then you go, this isn't even an old lady show.
No, not at all.
Because they're amazing, and they're hilarious.
It's an amazing show.
And it's timeless. I love this show. I forgot how much I loved it.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, though, we do have a listener of the month. Woo-hoo. Remember we were doing that?
Love it.
We're going back a ways because we were on a break and then we came back. On a break. So the winner of the swag this month is Julio Rusignol, aka Fiberglass Cuban.
Nice.
He commented on Instagram. So Julio, email us at tvtangents@gmail.com to claim your prize.
Yay,
and
Julio,
we'll send it to you.
Perfect.
We have another podcast that we would like to mention, Anxenity Podcast.
Ooh.
That's Anxzenity. It's a friend of the show, and it's a podcast about handling anxiety and depression. I recently listened to an episode on using yoga to deal with anxiety. If you're looking for like a kind of a zen podcast to, you know, mellow you out in the middle of your workday, like I often do.
I think everybody probably needs that in life anyway.
Just something to, settle down your mind, especially when you're working like me and you're stressed out. Mm-hmm. Visit the Anxenity Podcast and listen to that.
Perfect.
Also, again, we're on the PodCoin app. We mentioned that in the last episode. You can get rewards for listening to podcasts. Download the app. Go find TV Tangents and listen to us. And if you use the promo code Tangents, you can get 300 bonus points.
Yeah.
If you go to our Instagram, there's more information about PodCoin on there.
Bonus points are always a good thing.
Yes. And we are drinking wine today, as always.
What
are we drinking? Glen Ellen Reserve.
This is Cabernet. Some good stuff. I love Cabernet.
Vintage 2017.
And this is also a gigantic bottle, by the way.
It's the most enormous bottle. I was like, let's see, you have two bottles.
I know.
Which one do I open?
Exactly. Let's start with the gigantic bottle. I
always go with the biggest.
We always do. Good times. So, the Golden Girls. Love, love, love the Golden Girls. So many things to talk about. And I'm not going to lie. Like, we kind of decided to do this a while back.
It's been
a few months.
But you know what? I was already watching the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Like, among all my other stuff,
yeah,
I would just turn it on. I'm like, I would rather watch this right now than anything else.
And I remember watching it just on TV randomly here and there. And so I set my DVR, of course, to record some episodes. So when we finally decided, hey, yeah, we're going to talk about this next, I started on episode one and watched every episode of The Golden Girls in the last few months. The Golden Girls is great. And I when I very first watched it, so Golden Girls was on from September of 85 to May of 92.
Wow.
And 7 seasons, which is great. They're all half-hour episodes. Each season was probably about 26 episodes. 3 widowers and a divorcee. And this house belongs to Blanche Devereaux that they move into in Miami.
Okay.
They're living in Miami.
I always wondered about the house situation.
So Blanche owns the house, and she... you go on to find out Rose was the first one to move in. Rose Nyland, who's played by Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
Blanche Devereaux, of course, is Rue McClanahan. And then Dorothy Zbornak is played by Bea Arthur. And then the very first episode, Sophia Petrillo comes to stay with them. And Sophia is Dorothy's mother. So Dorothy's the only one who's divorced. All the other three are widowed.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia is played by Estelle Getty. So Estelle Getty is actually a year younger than Bea Arthur and Betty White in real life. They said she had to go through hair and makeup for like 2 to 3 hours every time to look as old as she did. I know way back in the day, I had no idea that Estelle Getty was not 80-year-old Sophia
Petrillo. The first time I heard that, I was like, no way.
Right. And then you'd see her and you're like, oh, that's so bizarre. And then the funny part is, as I watched all of Golden Girls, they had a lot of flashback episodes to when, so Dorothy was like a young, you know, recently married, so probably 30-ish. Mm-hmm. And so she got to, Sophia, played by Estelle Getty, got to be like her real age. Like she got to be not dressed up and play herself. Such a cool thing for me, like to think, to read those things. I always go back and look at people's date of birth. All of these ladies now have passed except for the ever living Betty White, who
is amazing.
She's amazing. And she hopefully will be with us still for a very long time.
But how old were these women when this show started? Because they were only in their 50s, right?
So here's the deal. They were supposed to be, and they mentioned actually in the first season, Sophia said something about her 55-year-old daughter. So when the show started, they were supposed to be 55. Mm-hmm. However, when the show started, Bea Arthur and Betty White were 63.
Okay.
And Rue was 51.
Yes.
So she's younger than them by about 12 years.
That is not even a decade older than myself.
Right. So like they're supposed to be in their 50s is kind of the premise they like lead you to believe.
Which, you know what? Your 50s in the 80s were different than your 50s
For now. Sure. For sure. Because you look at them in this show, even in kind of the way they're living. And mm-hmm. I thought, which is interesting, because when I first watched it, I thought these are all retired ladies who do blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Not at all. They were all working.
Really?
Except for Sophia.
Tell you, I did not watch The Golden Girls in 1985.
Right.
Because I was in the fifth grade.
Yes. You're right. And I remember seeing, reruns over time.
Sure.
And I never really paid much attention. I guess I always thought they were all just retired ladies living mm-hmm. in a community. But definitely not the case. I think Dorothy's a school teacher, like a substitute teacher. Blanche works at a museum. Rose has a couple different jobs. But the premise behind, a lot of their personalities, which is awesome. So Rose... Love Rose. So Betty White plays the best Rose. And she's supposed to be a little bit on the dingy side by far. They are very prominent with that. She tells stories. First of all, she's from St. Olaf, Minnesota.
Wait, where is that? It's a fictional place, right?
So
but it's real.
St. Olaf is not an actual city mm-hmm. in Minnesota. So, however... There's a college named St. Olaf. Mm. It's strange because we just took a trip to Minneapolis.
We did.
A couple weeks ago, and we drove by a sign that said St. Olaf College.
And you said, we have to go there.
We're about to talk about the Golden Girls. So be on the lookout for that picture.
We creeped on the St. Olaf campus.
So after we left Minneapolis, it was on our way back.
We saw it when we were on our way, but then we were like, we can't stop and do that right now because our hair will get all weird.
Exactly. And it was raining. So we were like, man. So the day after when we were leaving, I mapped it right away from our location. It was only 30 minutes away. So uh-huh. I was like, we're going.
You might as well.
So we sure did. And we found the college, which, by the way, was so cute. Like
super real, cute.
Except we just drove around in circles creeping on a Friday afternoon.
It's all hills.
And
it's really weird.
It was, yeah. And there's no we were looking for a big sign. There was one right as we pulled off the mm-hmm. highway. But there's nothing at the school. There was nothing. We were like, where's the admissions building? There's no there's no statue of St. Olaf. So
that's what we were looking for.
We were looking all over for it. We ended up driving back down the road and just taking a picture of the sign that's by the street.
We did the best we could, without totally terrorizing young people.
And no one seemed to care that we were just driving around crazy people.
That was great.
So yes. So Rose is from St. Olaf and they make it seem like it's a little town and she tells lots of stories and she always has a story and they get really annoyed with her all the time because she has a story to tell about back in St. Olaf.
And you know what? I found myself watching this show making the same faces that they did when she was saying things. I'm like, what?
So true. And the best part is that I, started watching it religiously, watching every episode. And I have never been more convinced in my life that I'm Dorothy. And I just, aww. I'm sarcastic and very like can't put up with dumb stories. So just every way in the beginning, Dorothy always treated Rose just right away. Like Rose would come in and like somebody would be upset and she'd be like, you know, it'd be like Dorothy had a date and he mm-hmm. called and canceled. Mm-hmm. So Rose would come in. Oh, Dorothy, are you upset because your date canceled? And she's like, no, Rose, I'm upset because we lost World War II. Like she would just say something, you know, so over the top sarcastic. And she always had a quick answer.
Oh, my God.
And I want to be that person in life, but people are very sensitive. So I can't be overly sarcastic with people.
Here's the deal, though.
But that's me.
When you're a little younger, you always think you're going to be Blanche. Everyone thinks they're going to be Blanche.
Truth.
And now I watch the show and I'm like, I'm Rose. And I'm going to be Rose. And I'm going to get old and I'm going to say dumb things. But I'm going to know I'm saying dumb things. Right. I just want people to feel sorry to for me. And also, you know what? I have a story for anything.
Right.
So I'm Rose.
And people might not believe some of those stories. So right? There you go.
Exactly.
So you really
you're
are
right.
Rose.
You're right. It is like Rose because she says stuff and they're like, there's no way that's
that
true.
That didn't actually happen.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way that happened.
Yeah.
Well,
and I'm
you
be...
can verify it with Dorothy.
Exactly. Exactly.
She was there.
Yeah. Dorothy was there and I'm going to be all like, oh, whatever. And I'm going to call people out on their stuff and I'm going to be Dorothy.
Although I might be Sophia a little bit because I have a lot of like friends who are significantly younger than I am and they annoy me and sometimes I insult them.
So well, there you go too.
I sometimes say Sophia things.
The best part about Sophia, they tell her, you know, they even say that she, when she comes to live with them, she had been at Shady Pines as the
right.
retirement
and they mention
home.
It all the time.
All the time. And then Dorothy will mention it like Shady Pines mom, like that's where she put her. So Sophia had a stroke, they mentioned in the very mm-hmm. beginning. And then they even say it affected the brain that gives you a filter. So mm-hmm. that's why Sophia is constantly.
I bet wants. Sophia was always like that because yeah. she and Dorothy are just alike. They just don't want to admit it.
They are. They very much are. And they have their moments throughout time, which is great. Like she calls Dorothy Pussycat. And has throughout cutest. The whole show. And there's an episode actually where these people come that they used to be friends with Sophia and her husband. And they're kind of like indicating that maybe Dorothy's their child. And then this couple's what? Child is Sophia's. So like, and this woman shows up too, who's their daughter, and she's all tiny like Sophia. So like, it's this big weird thing. Yeah. And they actually go get a DNA test.
Wow.
And they're in the, like, hospital waiting room. Mm-hmm. But Sophia and Dorothy have, like, this big moment about, like, well, you're my mom, obviously. And then da-da-da-da-da. And they bring out the results. And Sophia just rips them up and puts them in the trash. And she's like, are you ready to go home? Like, they don't even look at them. Because oh they're goodness. Like, you're my daughter. Like, blah, this blah, blah.
This sounds like what happened in My Two Dads.
That exactly.
And
it totally
pretty much
is.
Every other sitcom, actually. Yes. It's a pretty common trope.
It's a pretty common thing. So, yeah, lots of good stuff that has happened. I, you know, was like writing down random things just so that I would remember funny things that happened on the show. I do think it's interesting. In the very first episode, they had a cook who was going to be part of the show. And they got rid of him, actually, after the first episode. The craziest part is... this man was gay.
Okay.
And he was a cook and he only randomly appeared in that first episode. But Sophia shows up in that first episode too. She's going to come live with them. And she, again, no filter. She's in the living room talking and she's like, well, I would do that. But the fancy man who's in the kitchen, she calls him the fancy man. I was like, oh no, well, it is 1985.
And she's an old lady.
Exactly. And she's an old lady. But they talk about a lot of issues.
They do. That's why I think that it's popular today because mm-hmm. number one, everyone loves Betty White.
Right.
Number two, it's not just, like I said, it's not just a show about old ladies.
Yeah.
And I think it's way ahead of its time.
It really
because
was.
Because there are no other shows like that mm-hmm. until recently. It's like recently there are a lot more shows about older women, because older women are invisible. Mm-hmm. We know that.
And back then, that wasn't a normal thing to have a show based on a bunch of women who were not married and, you know, were like, they were living their lives and dating at their age, you know, their advanced age. They're supposed to be in their 50s.
Being people when they're supposed to be invisible.
Exactly.
And it's like Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
It's not a show. I mean, sometimes they're like, oh, we're old ladies doing old lady stuff. But for the most part, it's like, we're people just like your people, and this is a show about people. So,
and it's great because they don't really have a whole lot. Their families aren't really involved. Dorothy's ex-husband, Stan, makes a prominent appearances throughout.
And you're talking about the fancy man.
Right.
Well, because he's supposed to be like, there's always a neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. There's always an outside person.
Right.
They don't have like a neighbor.
They don't
have just a person who comes in for the comic relief.
It's a couple times here and there they had, you know, like encounters, but no one was a standard character outside the four of them other than Stan. Stan showed up. And then later Rose had a boyfriend and some different things. But you're right. There was never that extra person. And they didn't need it.
Yeah. There was no Kimmy Gibbler.
No.
There was nobody that had to come in and
kids.
It's like that person's job was to summarize what was happening.
Right.
They didn't need that.
Yeah.
That's what that guy was for.
Exactly.
They didn't need it.
And they had lots of random things where kids, you know, people's kids showed up. Mm-hmm. I do love that there was a huge theme throughout, too, where they, when they were upset or they were all going to just like get together and chat. So Cheesecake was their thing. So like, if they would be doing something or even fighting with each other and they're like, I'll get the cheesecake, I'll get the chocolate syrup, I'll get the whipped cream. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for us to be those people and eat cheesecake every day.
Live together and always eat cheesecake. Exactly. I hate cheesecake. Can we do something
else? Yeah, we can do something different. Okay. There was, there is a funny thing that I have to say because this happened early on and this is just prevalent with our show especially, but there's a show where their TV is jacked up for some reason and it's like, doing something weird. So somebody, they're talking about getting a new TV and Blanche was like asking questions and they said, oh, well, you know, this one's messing up. Sometimes two channels come in at one time. And Blanche says, oh, good. Cause last night I was watching it and I thought Benson was having an affair with Miss Ellie. And I was like, yes. I was like tying it all together.
Do it.
Benson and Miss Ellie.
That is so timely.
I know. I was like, this is the best. And they would talk about other, you know, random shows. And, but there were things where their kids came in and, you know, just prominent issues. Blanche's brother comes along.
Oh, yes.
And introduces his boyfriend. Fiance.
Yes.
And she finds out her brother's gay, which she had no idea about. But there's also an episode where Blanche is at a restaurant having, I think, Valentine's Day. That she had with her husband who has passed, she convinces a guy in this restaurant to propose. He just randomly comes up to her and he's like, I'm thinking about proposing. And she's like, well, you really should. And they're just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna. And right when she's like, they're getting ready to be done, this guy walks in. This is who he's going to propose to. And this is a stranger. Mm-hmm. So they had, again, stuff like that way ahead of the time where that was the norm on TV. Which was so great because at first she was real, real iffy about her brother.
I feel like in that episode, though, she knew her brother was gay.
Yeah.
But she was hoping that he wasn't. Because I think I remember that as like the theme of it was that she was like, no, he's not gay. But she really knew that he was. And everyone else seemed to know. Of course, not Sophia. And Rose was super confused.
Rose doesn't seem to know anything.
But she ended up being fine with it. And everything was wonderful.
And there's another one where Dorothy's son comes along and he's engaged. And he says to his mom, well, she's kind of black. And they're like, kind of black. And so, but not only that, she's 44. And Dorothy's son was like in his 20s. So then that was the issue. And then this woman comes in, meets everybody. Because when she comes in, Dorothy thinks it's his mom or the fiance's the girl's mom.
Okay.
And so there's a big deal about that. Well, then her family comes in and can't believe that she's going to marry a white boy. So it was a big deal. And then they're like, I mean, both mothers are against it. And they're kind of like together against it.
Right.
But then they show up at the church because they find out they're going to go elope. And then they find out she's pregnant.
Oh,
so they're like, let's talk over here. And Dorothy and the fiance's mom talk to each other and they're like, okay, our grandkid is coming. Do you want to be part of this grandkid's life? Yep. Do you? Yep. Okay. I guess we accept this then. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So little things like that. But the funny part of that episode too was they all like they're showing up at the house and Rose and Blanche had been trying to get like really pretty for some cruise they were going to go on. So they were working out and doing crazy stuff. They also, what? They also, yeah, it's shocking.
Sounds weird.
Sounds so crazy that anyone would do that. So they also decided to do mud masks. So they walk into the room and they both have a mud mask on, which of course is a dark, dark mud you know, on their faces. And they walk in and this family's there. So that was a little funny. Just little things like that. Comedic stuff. There was one where a priest showed up and he actually wasn't a priest. I think he was the priest that married Dorothy and Stan. Rose and Blanche come in. And they're dressed in nuns' uniforms. And I think they were in some kind of performance. And she's like, oh, hi. And she's, I don't even, she's holding on to like lingerie. And she's like, we're collecting lingerie for
needy, sexy people.
Needy, sexy people. And oh my God, it was hilarious. I'm like, oh God, Blanche.
I saw one where Dorothy was having a fling with a guy from Beatlemania.
Yes.
Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Which is so funny.
That was awesome.
Because that ties in with us and we, you know, and the Fab Four and anyway.
Indeed.
She convinces him to go solo so that everybody calls her Yoko. And then he bombs. He's terrible and she knows it. And she's like, oh, what have I done? Mm-hmm. Oh, that one was hilarious. I loved seeing that one.
There was an episode where Sonny Bono was on the episode.
Yes.
And then there was also another episode
because they weren't gonna, they were trying to pick between him and the other guy.
The other guy that's on some other show. I can't even remember who that guy was. Name. Yeah.
So funny.
And then there was an episode where Sophia and Dorothy dressed up as Sonny and Cher to enter a mother-daughter talent show. And they sang, got you, babe.
Aw, like you did.
Exactly.
When we got kicked out of karaoke.
Oh, that's right.
For fighting.
For fighting. Or having somebody else fight.
What about the one where they're trying to meet Burt Reynolds?
That's amazing. And then
Sophia brings Burt Reynolds in and the three are standing there and they're leaving and he's like, hey, which one's the slut?
And they all raise their hands.
They all say, I am. That's the best ever.
That's the same one too, where aren't they in jail because they thought they were all prostitutes?
Yes.
Yes.
So they're mistaken for hookers.
Yeah. They were at a specific location and they all get arrested.
Right. Because they were in a bar and the bar was full of women and they didn't know that all these women were hookers. But, you know, the cops come in and they break them all up. And I was like, again, that.
Yeah. They're
the one time we were asked if we were working the fair.
Yes. Oh, dear God.
So when I saw that episode, I was like. So this happens to everyone.
It's, apparently,
I mean, this
it does.
Is a normal thing. It's not like we're abnormal. It's just a thing that happens.
Okay. So many. Oh, I love it. And there were so many people from other TV shows that were on. Mario Lopez was on.
He was a little kid?
Right. He was being tutored by Dorothy.
Oh, how cute.
And it's actually a really sad episode because she tutors him and then she publishes an article that he writes. And he gets deported because of it, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, it's a really sad episode. But and he doesn't blame Dorothy. And it was like kind of, you know, whatever. It was all cute. But
Mario.
I know. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then there's one where these two cops come in to spy on their neighbors that are pretty sure are jewel thieves. Ah. And it's George Clooney. And Joseph Campanella, who was a major actor back in that day. He played Harper Devereaux on Days of Our Lives. So let's just throw that out there.
Okay, thanks.
But he also was in other random shows. TV-wise, too. There's an episode where Sophia says, I survived 2 World Wars, 2 Vendettas, 2 Darrens on Bewitched. And I was like, yes. You got to love when all the TV shows come back around.
I love when they throw in pop culture just to remind you where you are.
Exactly. There was the one, so Frank Fontana from Murphy Brown, which is Joe, I don't know how to say his last name. It's like Rigoluto.
I think we tried when we did Murphy Brown.
Yeah. He is engaged to Blanche's daughter, and he's the world's biggest jackass.
Oh.
She's a little heavier, and he talks about it all. He treats her horribly. And they keep, Blanche has a strained relationship with her daughter, so she doesn't say mm-hmm. anything because she thinks she's happy. And then finally, towards the end, all the women are like, lose their minds on this mm-hmm. guy. And then finally, she's like, she leaves him because she's like, oh, you do love me, mom. Like, it was pretty sad because it was kind of like she was letting herself be treated like crap. And he just wasn't, and he was like jokey about it all the time. And he was just a total ass. You know, Neil from Dirty Dancing is a TV producer in one of the episodes.
You know, Neil.
I did see that.
One of my
favorite things is Rose mentions, again, back in St. Olaf story, she was talking about how cold it was. And I can't remember the exact premise, but she mentions Omaha and Lincoln. And I was like, hey,
because it's so cold.
It was about it being cold. And I was like, that's interesting. Yeah. So every time they mention our hometown, we're like, hey.
Well, that's why we went to visit St. Olaf.
Exactly. Another big, episode of the time, they had that Rose had an AIDS scare.
She did.
Yeah.
And Rose? Then,
yeah. Do you remember how she, because she had had a blood transfusion at one point. And I remember this episode from way back, like, because Sophia painted an R on a coffee mug because it was Rose's. Because
she didn't want to use it.
This is Rose's coffee mug. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds you that, like, how people thought before we had knowledge mm-hmm. that you could just catch it from drinking somebody's, you know, out of the same cup. And I remembered that when I watched it, I was like, man, this episode stuck with me because I remember this. And she ends up finding out, towards the end, they find out that, like, you know, she doesn't have mm-hmm. anything. But even before that, Sophia was the one who did it. And they were drinking tea towards the end. And she's like, here, give me that cup. And she drinks out of our cups because she loves Rose. And she's all cute.
Because they all love each other.
They do. They're all very much like a big family.
They're the best roommates.
They fight, but they are best friends. And things happen where they, you know, don't see eye to eye, you know, those kinds of things. Comedy mishaps. but they always believe each other.
They always come back together.
Exactly.
And nobody moves out.
Until the very end.
Well, okay, but I didn't watch the very end.
So Dorothy ends up getting married to Blanche's uncle, by the way, at the very end. And he's like, his name is Hollingsworth. His last name's Hollingsworth. And, you know, Blanche came from, like, the South. She lived on, like, a plantation. They go visit that during an episode. But Dorothy ends up marrying this guy in the very last episode. She almost remarried Stan halfway through. But she ends up marrying this guy at the very end. And Sophia was going to move with her. They were going to move to this location. And in the episode, she's like, you know what? You have a husband now. I'm going to stay here with my girls. Like, so, you know, Blanche and Rose kind of became her daughters, too. And I think it's just because there was a spinoff called The Golden Palace after that didn't last very long.
Right.
But that's what they were implementing by her staying with them.
When we live together when we're old ladies, I would like to live in that house.
That would be amazing.
It's pretty nice.
It's a great house.
Would redo the kitchen.
And there's a lanai.
Yeah,
is what they
is.
Keep calling
yes.
it. Yes. Which is the outdoor they were patio. Sitting at,
right. That's a Hawaiian thing. That's they're always going out on the lanai.
Right.
And Sonny Bono was out on the lanai.
Yes, he was.
On a lawn chair.
The house is amazing. You're right. Gorgeous. And we are going to live in Miami because why wouldn't we? And
alligators.
Well, that's true.
And you don't like snakes?
No, that's true too. But there's so much. I mean, it is. It's life goals. I mean, this whole show is life goals. And it's okay. We do have to talk about, you know, everybody, like you said, everybody thinks they're going to be Blanche. Blanche is hilarious, first of all, because she's dating a new guy every time. And she's like, she comes in and if she's like, it's a Friday night and she doesn't have a date, she's like, I can't believe, or and especially if like Dorothy has a date and she doesn't.
Oh,
she like
that's
loses
the worst.
Her dang
that's
mind.
The worst. Did you okay, but remember the one where they go to a reunion, they go to a class reunion that is not theirs because Rose missed hers because she wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course they steal people's name tags and Blanche ends up being some popular girl that nobody likes. She did horrible things to people. And then Rose has a heart attack. Did she have a heart? She had a heart event.
Yeah.
But then when she was at the hospital, then she went into cardiac arrest.
Right.
And so then Blanche is bargaining with God and she's like, I'm not going to have sex with anyone unless they really need it.
I was like, oh my goodness, this woman. She's awesome. And they do mention in one of the episodes that her name is Blanche Elizabeth Devereaux, which means her initials are B-E-D.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I had to write that one down. I was like, oh my God, I have to remember that because so funny. Hilarious.
Oh, goodness.
She was great. She just, yeah.
I wouldn't have the energy to be Blanche. I'm sorry.
No, she's like at one point there. I watched one where it was like her birthday was coming up because they were like, every year around this time, you get all like crazy about like different things. And she's like, oh, yeah, I dated those two guys. They were twins. And like, and it's around her birthday.
So the actress who played Blanche was able to keep all of the outfits that she wore on that show. So every time she comes in a cool outfit, I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to keep that.
To keep that amazing outfit. That's awesome.
I'm sure she didn't like keep them all. She probably didn't have room, but yeah. Still. That's crazy.
She seemed to have like the best life. And Sophia just hilarious. And I remember there was one episode she like, we'll have to try this sometime. They got like a really expensive bottle of champagne. And they're like, how are we going to pay for this? And she's like, oh, here, I'll show you. And she puts salt in her glass. And then the guy comes over and she's like, I'm sorry, taste this. And she has them taste it. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me, and your whole meal is complimentary. And they were like, oh, hey. And I was like, hey, we need to do that.
That only happened to me once. And that's when I found a chunk of chicken in my veggie wrap.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't comp the whole table.
I know. That was what was kind of nice. They totally gave them their entire meal.
We all have salt in our water. It's like weird.
Well, you know, and we could be like, I guess if we have to all put salt in there so they can taste it.
Yeah, but now everybody knows.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We just gave away our tricks. And like I mentioned, they did try to do a spinoff show called The Golden Palace, which didn't really go that far. I can't even, it was probably only a couple seasons, but I believe Empty Nest was technically a spinoff because actually that's
really
what's that guy's name? Leslie Nielsen? Am I thinking of the right person? No, who's the guy that's on Empty Nest? Hold on. Because it's the guy that Dorothy marries in the last episode.
Then why is it Empty Nest? If she marries him, is she on the show?
I think just for him to have his own show.
Richard Mulligan.
Okay.
Is that correct? I'm
thinking of something completely different, apparently. No, Leslie Nielsen. I was right. Blanche's Uncle Lucas. Leslie Nielsen, and he was the guy on Empty Nest.
He was not on Empty Nest. The series, which was created as a spinoff of The Golden Girls, starred Richard Mulligan as a recently widowed pediatrician, Dr. Harry Weston, whose two adult daughters return home to live with him. Did Dorothy marry Leslie Nielsen?
Yes. On Empty Nest.
An early version of the series initially appeared in the 1987 Golden Girls episode Empty Nests and was intended to act as a backdoor pilot for the spinoff, which was to begin during the fall of 1987 season.
Well, now that I'm thinking of that, yeah.
Like, the I feel series like they did not go ahead same. As planned, and the premise was later extensively revamped with a new cast before Empty Nest debuted. So it was supposed to be a straight-up spinoff from Golden Girls, but they didn't like it, so they recast it.
That's why I must have been super, super confused.
So who did Dorothy marry? Yeah, that's totally Richard. But Sophia's on the show, too.
Okay, so Richard Mulligan looks just like the guy I was thinking.
He looks very similar to Leslie Nielsen. Sophia was on Empty Nest for the last couple seasons.
Oh, wait a minute. I do find it interesting.
Yeah, she was herself from 93 to 95.
Oh,
that's weird.
That's very weird. To look into that some more. Maybe we'll have to watch.
I didn't watch much of Empty Nest, but now we have to.
I didn't either. I know. Now I'm like thinking, okay, so we'll have to do that. You know, Sophia too, the Sophia character wasn't supposed to be a regular, but Estelle Getty tested so well with the audience that they kept her on. Also, Estelle Getty had horrible stage fright, apparently.
Yeah.
And she like fought it constantly when they were filming. So that was interesting.
She didn't start acting until later in life.
Yeah.
Which, hey, maybe we should be actors.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, that we're going down that path, that we totally should be.
With my with my public speaking reputation, I don't think that
that would be a very good idea
to sing in public places
or speak. Yes. I was in the theater in college, and it was probably the worst in the whole school.
We could totally do it. You're right. If we were doing this right now in front of a bunch of people, we might be like,
couldn't do it.
I probably could. I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind performing in front of people. I'm a karaoke singer, so I'm all good.
I like the performances.
Okay, but they usually don't let you be on TV when you're drunk.
That's so true.
I'm just saying.
You're right. I would not be a good actor. Loved the flashbacks were my fave too. That was like such fun stuff because like Sal was Sophia's husband, Dorothy's father, and lots of flashbacks. And then they had the Dorothy daughter who, you know, she was always in those episodes too. And at one point, Bea Arthur played Sophia's mom. In a flashback, yeah.
I forgot to mention one of the episodes that, like, really hit me was when Blanche was having dinner and she saw her husband.
Yes.
And she finds out that he is alive.
Yes.
And then she wakes up. Yeah, that he's alive and that he left her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she loved him so much.
Yes.
And she's and then upset. She wakes up and realizes that it was a dream. And then we find out that this is a dream that she has on a regular basis.
She has a lot.
But this time she actually got to like hold him or whatever.
Yeah.
So sad.
It really was. I was like watching this episode like, what in the hell? How can they do this? Mm-hmm. Like she...
Like, yeah, we can't have a husband return.
I know. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And then at the end she went, I'm like, oh, yeah, I think okay. I had no idea.
I started to catch on at one point. I was like, this is a dream. There's something odd. This is a dream.
Yeah. I thought it was, she took it a little too easy. I mean, she did take it, but I still, I didn't get it. Totally missed it. I was like, she wakes up. I was like,
And I was all relieved. The saddest. Because you just think of her as like, just this man hungry.
Right.
Woman.
Because she lost the love of her
life.
Yeah.
She's not going to be tied down to one person and then be brokenhearted again. Yeah. And that's another thing about the whole like older women on TV kind of thing is that when they show, generally when you show older women, they're either like the motherly figure or they're the crazy man hungry old lady.
Yeah.
And they all, you know, in this show, they all had, you know, regular lives. They were all like wanting to be loved and they were all sexual people. And then there was Blanche who was the man hungry, you know.
But, and still a mix. Like, you could tell she still wanted, you know.
But she was still a person. Yeah. She wasn't just this over-the-top, crazy, animal print-wearing, crazy person. Right.
And they had lots of stuff where I thought it was interesting in the very beginning, too. They talked about Rose. She went on, like, a date with a guy. And, like, she was very honest and open that she had not been with anyone since her husband passed. And it had been 15 years. And I thought, and also that was the other thing that made me think, like, they were supposed to be in their 50s, which means that she was widowed at 40 then? I was like, oh my gosh, that's interesting too. So she, you know, and Rose was so sweet. She just was like, she was real innocent and sweet. So like they made her seem to be dumb, but she was so like took everything a certain way. Yeah. She took everything. I mean, she would have been like the best friend you could have. Like she was just so sweet.
She just saw it differently.
She did.
Everything good was times. Good.
I know. What a great show. Loved it so much. I'm glad I got to watch it all.
I'm going to keep watching it.
You know, I feel that way too. As we've been like going back and watching shows, I literally have watched them all since we decided to, and I finished them all. And I thought, and I'm still letting my DVR record because I was like, I can't stop watching
Golden Girls.
It was that kind of show where I'm like, I want to watch this in order and I can't wait to watch the next episode. Mm-hmm. I never thought, okay, I'm getting kind of bored of this. Mm-hmm. And I kind of remember the premise.
Because it's not in your face.
It's not.
It's just
and it's all mellow. Different. It's great. It's really like.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
And you never know who's going to be on.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to wrap this up then?
I think so. I think we're wrapped it up on there.
Okay, wrap it up.
I know. Wrap it up.
If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and also subscribe so you won't miss an episode. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We love to hear from our listeners. For additional content, check us out at patreon.com/TVTangents.